Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning. It is very lovely to see all of your faces this morning. So as our gospel reading today has stayed with me all through this week, most of you know I've been gone for a couple of days in South Carolina finishing my father's estate. Well, it kept popping up every time something happened. The gospel was in front of my face. So I'm going to do this more of an application sermon of how it worked. So in the gospel, Jesus promised an advocate to be with the disciples and to be with us forever. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, as a permanent guide to comfort us, allowing and following Jesus's ascension. The Spirit is just not in us, but in us through and through. We are in our transition period of Easter season, looking forward to the ascension this week, and this is bridging the gap. This ensures that we are never alone and continually loved, empowering us to continue his work. Jesus will not leave us orphaned, and an orphaned meaning alone. Jesus is not demanding but promising that those who love him and keep his commandments will receive the Holy Spirit in our daily lives to make choices that honor out of love, showing compassion and following his teachings, even when we make bumps or mess up. We as Christians should know this inside and out, let alone self-reflect when something happens. And how hard can it see God's actions in our lives? How many of us don't always look in front of us until afterwards, or we're like, oh, there it is, while we're in the middle of things? I'm sure all of us have been there. So it reflects on personal emotions, our busyness, reliance on logic rather than faith, trying to find the why. Barriers that hinder our sight, relying on our self-suffering, and most of all, frustration. So, we'll begin a little bit of how I really reflected on this gospel. So, as you all know, a lot of wow moments came in my head. Renting a car became something I had never, ever anticipated that would not happen. Or to have a lovely parishioner drive me to pick it up, and there was no car to pick up. So, couldn't find me a car, couldn't do anything, nobody knew how to answer my questions to a point. All right, how do you not have it? How do you not tell me how to work through this? I don't know. The more I heard, I don't know, I'm like, all right, God, please, there must be a teaching moment in this. I'm like, okay. Patience is already running thin as I'm running out of time. And this lovely parishioner is taking their time to drive me all around Brandon to find a car. Finally found a car. Didn't have what I needed, but I learned how to drive a 4x4 2500 Dodge Ram. Let me tell you, he brings it out and he's like, this is all I have. The parishioner and I are laughing, and all of a sudden, the Bible app recap pops up and says, Jesus is calling. We're like, okay, well, this could go either way. We'll take the car. Easy, right? The next day, check your oil pressure comes on the rental car. I-75 is shut down Tuesday morning. Oh, well, I guess I'm not driving. All right. Someone's coming over to watch the cats. Instead, they come with me to check out the rental car. We flipped out my rental car to a different Dodge Ram 2500. Okay. All right, God, you're keeping walking with me. Jesus, you're teaching me to have patience. You're teaching me to love. Okay, fine. Lovely, another parishioner comes with me. And I'm like, okay, I'm not alone, but yet, how do I allow myself to not be alone by allowing those to love and help? How do we not hang on so tight that we allow and push people away by not allowing them to help? Okay, here we go. Driving along, signs along the road, Jesus is with you. Okay, wonderful. And yet, in those moments, my siblings and I are cleaning out the house, getting ready for the auction and everything. And my siblings look at me in a moment away, and they're like, "We like your church people." I'm like, "Thanks." They're like, "They drove all the way up. They come with you. We don't understand." So it's one of those moments, that sharing of love and community and being with each other. We're not orphaned. We're not alone. So the gospel kept coming in my face. We drive to the nearby town to drop off my grandfather's portrait at the courthouse. We don't know much about my grandfather, but boy, this courthouse knew about him. My brother and I drop it off, tear up, realize we're a little more emotional than we anticipated. And all of a sudden, get back in the truck, a phone call. Someone has offered to buy the house. Oh, okay. Weight lifted. We both tear up and almost start crying in the car. God is walking and moving with us. And of course, me in this truck, U-turns and I got along really well. I'm like, I missed the turn. Doing U-turns in a truck that size is different. And the two passengers are like, "Oh, dear God." I'm like, "Hey, we're here, aren't we? We're in one piece, no dents, no nothing. Just used extra gas." So keep moving forward. Moments, frustration, letting those moments go, self-reflecting, and then realizing, "Ooh, did I just say that out loud? Oh my God, dear God, guilty, forgive me." Jesus is loving. Jesus is guiding. Self-reflecting on moments we're frustrated or moments that are uncontrollable, of how to keep moving forward and allowing people to help. Probably one of the most frustrating moments was dealing with the bank. Should have been an easy process. No problem, right? Instead, she freaked out when she found out I was a priest. And my sister had witnessed that. And she's like, "I don't understand why she got so nervous and upset that you're a priest." So instead, she lost track of what we were on and ended up shorting an account $10,000 by using the wrong account because she wasn't paying attention. So I had to go back and refix it and redo it. And she still was very nervous with me. So what do we do at that moment? Calm, reflective, and kind. It could have gone so much worse. I could have been worse if I was a different customer standing in front of her dealing with someone's money. Jesus was in my mind the whole entire time after I was frustrated before I went back to fix the mistake. Self-reflection. And yet, one of the best moments, the gentleman that took care of my parents' yard stopped in, and I did need to give him and owed him a payment. But I also realized he was looking around the house. And he used to pray with my dad. So before he left, I gave him a gift so that he could use with his family that was from my father. And I said, "Before you leave, how about you pray with us because your prayers are so beautiful. And that would have our last moment together in the house with you." He prayed with us. You could feel that room lighthearted. And he was a gentleman that had to restart his life as he was in prison for a few years. But it was us allowing him to keep moving, knowing God is there, knowing people can be taught and be with. And he was not alone. Lots of laughter, lots of tears, and yet working together in those moments, sharing and following Jesus. Yes, there are times we reflect on how things we could have handled better, how things we could do, words we may not have should have not used, but dear God, please forgive me. I know I am not alone and I am not orphaned. So as I began to reflect on this, it is those around us that the love of action, the love of caring, the love of God, those are the commandments. Those are being obedient. Being present here, Holy Innocence is on its way. So as Holy Innocence can teach my family three states away, imagine what Holy Innocence can teach right here in Southwest Florida, top to bottom of our diocese. As the gospel reading says, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you to follow Jesus' commandments. We are to have that intimate relationship between love and Jesus, to abide in his obedience, and to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit as an empowering advocate. How comforting, how powerful, how unbelievable love to be shared among all people. This gospel is so much more, and it's interesting how it lands on today, as today is Mother's Day. No one is alone. There's always someone there to love and share. Amen.